Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 88, and we're now going into Klal Beis in Hilchos Rechilus. Asur l'saper Rechilus b'fnei Yochid. A person is not allowed to say Rechilus to a single person. A person is not allowed to say Rechilus in front of a group of people. Afilo avak Rechilus. Even things that are considered avak Rechilus, the dust of Rechilus. And we're going to explain later on what is considered avak Rechilus. Before Shabbat, the Kamon, Echal Ches, in Klal Ches, we're going to explain it. Manikra Avak Rechilus. Gamkin also Saper Gachal Gavni. You also not allowed to say Avak Rechilus. Anyway, Vafilo im Hadibr Shaloi Shem Saper Masha Amar Plenty Olav. Even if what he's going to, what he's about to say now, this is that he's telling this person that that Yena said about him, Yesh Leish Neipanim. So the person could translate it or could take it for good or for not good. If he's saying it in a way that you could tell that the reason why he's telling it over is to put that person down or that he is trying to say over that Yena said it in a way to put him down. It's usher no matter what. But now let's say if this is something that can be taken one of two ways, and he's about to tell it over to some, right? Reuven's about to tell this over to Shimon. Levi said something about you. And he's going to say it in the best light that he can. But he knows that Shimon is the kind of person that takes things the wrong way. And therefore, he's going to think bad of Levi that he said that about him. Or he knows that Shimon and Levi have a fight already to begin with, and therefore that's going to make it that he takes it the wrong way, and he's going to think that Levi did it for the wrong reasons. Even if he tries to bring it in the best light, he's still not allowed to do it. V'afilu im hu moitzi zem l'shoyne, even if when he says it, he brings it out of his mouth, b'inyan denoite yoise kipersha acher sheyesh bedvarav, that it's leaning toward the way to explain that it's in a good way. Shakavana Rishoni Yoisla, that it not that Kavana Rishoni Yoisla Ganoisai. So it's not going to be that he's going to think that he's trying to make it that the person doesn't think that his original intent was to put the person down. Afal Pikein Imhu Makir Estivai. Right. However, if he knows that the person that he's telling this to, right, Reuven's telling this to Shimon, he knows that Shimon's the type of person that his nature is. Shalzeh Hasheni, that this person is, he's a negative person. Hainu Shehudonis Chaver LeKaf Choyv Tamid, that he's the one who's going to always be not down LeKaf Schus, but down LeKaf Choyv. He's always going to look for the negative. He's always going to look for what the blame can be. He's always going to look for what the person is trying to. He's a real conspiracy theorist. He's always looking to see what someone's doing against him. Anything that his friends, his people that he knows are doing or saying, he always is explaining whatever people say or do to him as a thing that's against him. Like such a kind of person that Rabbeinu Yonah refers to in Shari Tshuva. Or these two people, he knows that there is antipathy between them; they don't like each other. He's only looking for something negative about the other guy because they don't like each other; they're against each other. So he's not allowed to say this. That again, tell Reuven telling Shimon that Levi said something about him. Or did something about him, that even if it's not necessarily that it has to be that people take it in the wrong way, but he knows that Shimon will take it the wrong way. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.